the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Hey, thank you for listening today. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Joe?
Good, good, great. Good to be back. We're going to talk about probiotics today with our guest at 35 past the hour. They're pretty popular now.
Well, more than probiotics, he's talking about fermented foods and how, and you do get probiotics and prebiotics when you ferment your own food. But is that a good thing all the time? We're going to talk to him. We'll put him on the spot.
We are on iHeartRadio now, the great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and learn more about what's going on in the world of health today. You can add Radio MD or this show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and updates station that you can customize. So try it out. Go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the app or use it on the web. Click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, iHeartRadio Talk. Did you have a chance to talk with Dr. Oz after he saved a person's life this week in New York City?
Well, we actually talked, but we had other things, and we didn't actually talk about that, and I didn't actually bring it up, so I was at fault for not mentioning it.
What are the circumstances? What happened? Do you know?
I don't know, other than I think someone, a cab hit a passerby, and Mehmet was right there. You know, the first time we did a show, we were over at the next morning when we did the show. The first day he launched the show, this is, I think, back in 2009, we were at ABC Good Morning America, and right in front of us as we came out, there were cameras following us, and a guy passed out, and we helped him. And I kept thinking, this has to be staged by Good Morning America, right? You couldn't do this. But it wasn't staged, and this one wasn't staged either. So this is, if you will, an outstanding work. But Mehmet should do that. I mean, that's what doctors do, and he responded perfectly.
Okay, so what happened was a taxi cab trying to avoid a bicyclist outside Rockefeller Center swerved and lost control, hit a girl as she crossed the street. The girl's leg was severed in the incident, but a plumber was able to apply a tourniquet to her leg. So Dr. Oz, whose studio is nearby, obviously arrived on the scene as the plumber applied the tourniquet and said the plumber saved the girl's life. I guess Dr. Oz was in his studio overlooking 6th Avenue when he heard the crash and ran down to the street to help. Cyclists later said that the cab cut him off, and he told him to stop because he was trying to go forward and people are crossing. So he loses his patience, he gets angry, he accelerates, he hits the cyclist, and he's on the roof of a car. And he said he was on the sidewalk, and he was like, he looked at this guy looking up into the sky. It was Dr. Oz. So the cabbie hit the girl right after hitting the cyclist, too. So saving a life is probably, I've never done that before, but I would imagine makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Well, doctors save people's lives.
You know who should really feel good this week, though, Joe? Of all the people, that woman who talked down the gunman from the with the AK-47, and I guess that was a Georgia school.
Yeah. It's a special talent to do that.
But we've got a whole bunch of stories this week, some of which make us feel good and some of which don't. So one of my favorites is that Lyme disease is much more common than previously estimated and what you can do to prevent it. So, and I'll give you a very good resource. So Lyme disease, they thought it was 30,000 cases a year. Now they think it is 300,000 cases a year. And I still think that's an overestimate. In Ohio and Florida, a little bit of worry, but not much compared to the Northeast and even the Wisconsin and Minnesota. So those are the states with the most. And it is where deer run wild. Luckily, many of the deer in the rest of the country don't have the Lyme disease-carrying ticks. But obviously, the ticks hop off when the deer run by. So what you want to do is keep the deer away from your property. And whenever you go outside for a walk that isn't in the middle of a path and totally away from shrubbery or in the middle of a street or sidewalk, you should put your pants inside your socks. So your socks cover on the outside, wear long sleeve clothing, and then put DEET on your skin and follow the directions. DEET, D-E-E-T, is safe to use even on children, and protects you from the tick bites. When you get home, check your clothes for ticks that are hanging on. If there are none, fine. If there are any, you should, one, get them off before you go in, and two is take a shower. And if you shower within 2 hours of being outside with deer ticks, you get them away, and that's pretty safe. The CDC has a great website on what to do about it. That is the Center for Disease Control. Go to www.cdc.gov and then /Lyme, L-Y-M-E. So it's a /Lyme, L-Y-M-E. Or you just go to www.cdc.gov and then search Lyme, a wonderful website on what to do to prevent and treat and other frequently asked questions. If you actually get bit, make sure you see a physician within about 24 hours because you want to get started on doxycycline within 48 hours to prevent the chronic effects. Lyme disease can have a lot of chronic effects, including make you feel like you were demented, because you will be demented, as well as give you pain, as well as give you a whole bunch of chronic fatigue, etc., joint pain, whole bunch of things if you don't get treatment soon. But there are a lot of ways. My sister is actually much better at preventing it than I am. She knows much more about how to prevent it than I do. But there's a great website, cdc.gov/Lyme. Why does my sister know so much? Because she's in she's in Poughkeepsie, New York, where there is a lot of Lyme disease.
You look kind of geeky putting your pants in your socks, but I guess it's necessary if you want to do the right thing.
I'd rather look geeky than look geeky in a hospital bed with tubes in me.
That's what I'm saying. You look like a geek, but you got to do it. Now, what if your dog has a tick on him?
Same problem. Your dog can jump off the dog to you, and the dog can get Lyme disease too, and get totally. That's one of the problems of having pets in an area where there are deer and deer carrying ticks.
Mm-hmm. Another issue is with mosquitoes too. This time of year, you have Lyme disease with ticks and mosquitoes with West Nile virus. That's a pretty we have a lot of that going on in this
area
now.
And then you got pollen and all this kind of stuff. Well, just stay inside, Joe. Don't play that golf.
I kind of wonder if it's a better time to be, if wintertime's a better time than summertime. Are there more perils in winter weather than there are in summer weather? I don't know. There seems to be a lot of things in summer weather that you have to worry pretty more about than you would in the wintertime, other than, colds and flu and, that kind of thing. Although those can be pretty serious as well.
Joe, just enjoy the sun. Most of the mosquitoes don't come out during the sun, and most of the mosquitoes and ticks stay away from you if you take the proper precautions, put DEET on your clothes.
You have a real life tip you're going to talk about for the end of the hour today before we go to the break? You can preview that?
We are, and I teased you about it a little bit because it is about pollen and how to prevent, if you will, what to do about allergies at this time of year.
All right,
how can you minimize allergies during pollen season?
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip come up for the end of the hour. More of the top news stories of the week coming up after the break. Supplements, are they relieving joint pain like they should? How about flu shots? Flu shots, are they helping to prevent heart attacks? And there's good news and bad news about obesity out there as well. And colleges are beginning to clear the air. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.